set back quite a significant distance as well, so I'm not sure it'd be particularly visible. I believe that the scale would pretty much be concrete at this stage, because that's one of the matters that's being considered. Whether they were to amend that at a later date, that's up to them, but obviously in terms of what we have before us today, that's the scale would be concrete.
Right, I see no further speakers. I have a proposed by Councillor Grimley, seconded by Councillor Lowe, to accept officer's recommendation, including the proposed additional condition as laid out in the extras report. Could I see a show of hands? All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you very much, everybody. And we will be moving on shortly to... It's unanimous that it should be approved, subject to, with the officer's recommendations and the extras on the extra report. Thank you very much. We now move on to application number 4, which is P220423/2 for the Greyhound Inn at Burton on the Wolds. And I believe Mr. Davies is going to take us through the application. We will have our speaker, Mr. Shields, representing the Burton on the World Coates and Presswell Parish Council. We understand Councillor Boker will not be able to attend. So over to you, Mrs. Davies.
Thank you, Chair. The application site relates to an existing pub car park to the side of the Greyhound Inn in Burton on the Wolds, and relates to a small part of this car park, as you can see on the site plan here. The application seeks planning permission for 3 dwellings, one pair of semi-detached dwellings. The smallest will have 3 bedrooms. The largest, one of the semi-detached dwellings, will have 4 bedrooms and a detached 4-bedroom dwelling. Both 4-bedroom dwellings would have also have detached outbuildings. The detached dwelling would have a detached garage, and the semi-detached dwelling would have a garden shed to the rear. There's extensive planning history on the site, with permission being granted for 3 dwellings at this site back in 2012 and 2015, and an application for a hotel being granted back in 2019. In terms of the considerations of the application, in terms of the principle, the site is within the Burton on the Wolds limits to development and is on a previously developed site, so it is considered to be a highly sustainable site, both in terms of the Wolds neighbourhood plan and the core strategy. In terms of design, the proposed dwellings are considered to be of a suitable design, in keeping with the modern appearance of neighbouring properties. And extensive details regarding the materials has been submitted as part of the application. In terms of highway safety, initially we had concerns regarding highway safety on the application, just to go back to the site plan. Initially, all 3 dwellings were proposed to be accessed from St Phillips Road. However, partway through the scheme, following the comments from the Highway Authority, the scheme's been amended so that the final dwelling, the smallest dwelling, the driveway is accessed from the pub car park to stop vehicles coming out on this blind bend here. With these changes made, the local safety concerns that would justify a refusal of permission. In terms of neighbour amenity, the proposed development complies with the 45-degree rule in relation to all neighbouring properties. It also complies in relation to minimum distances for overlooking. One thing we have recommended as a condition is because there are first floor side windows to plot one facing the neighbouring property, we're proposing that because those windows serve a bathroom and a landing, we're proposing that they're obscure glazed because that's not going to affect the amenity of future occupiers of the dwelling. In terms of flooding sites in flood zone one, there's no other material considerations that would justify a refusal of the application, especially given the current five-year housing land supply position. The only other thing to add is that yesterday we received an email from the parish council regarding the conditions that we're imposing, and it was requesting that the same conditions be imposed as on the 2015 application. We've gone through the conditions and replied to that email, and for a lot of the conditions there was a reason why we hadn't included them, because basically the information that was requested by the condition has been provided as part of this application. However, there were conditions covering archaeology and a construction management plan that we hadn't included as part of this application because that they haven't been requested by consultees, but we're happy for those to be included and suggest those should be included. Furthermore, the only other condition that was raised was a landscaping condition, and whilst landscaping details have been provided as part of this application, we acknowledge that they aren't as detailed as was requested by the condition on the 2015 application, and therefore if members were minded to include the landscaping conditions from the 2015 application, then we wouldn't see any issue with that. So yeah, that's where we are with it.
Thank you very much. Councillor Shields, on behalf of the parish councils. Do you want to? All right. So when you're ready, Councillor.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, and members of the committee. I don't intend to ask you to refuse this application because that would be ridiculous. With there being three approvals for housing and one for a hotel. But the parish council and local residents are concerned about particular aspects of this application. But the three additional conditions that Mr. Davies has mentioned would be acceptable. I'd like to thank him for responding to my email yesterday. And I would be very happy if those particular conditions could be agreed. One of the concerns we had, again he's mentioned, has been removed, which was the access to the smaller dwelling, which was coming off of a very awkward, blind bend. But the access has now been extended to or the parking access is now being extended to come off of the car park, so that's fine. Another concern that the parish council have always had regarding this application is the considerable loss of parking spaces for the pub. There will only be 21 spaces remaining once this development's been carried out, and at certain times, like on a Wednesday every week, there is a farmer's market on this car park, which takes out all but three spaces. There are also occasionally bouncy castles on the car park and also fair rides on the car park. So the parish council were wondering if some sort of condition could be put on this application to limit the amount of these ancillary uses that are allowed, because the fear is that people visiting this pub, and most of them can buy cars, are going to be parked on the surrounding roads. There is another thing that's recently come up, is the approval that you made for 60 dwellings on the existing poultry farm, which will have access and egress through this housing estate, past this entrance to the pub car park, 60 dwellings with up to 150 vehicle movements a day, possibly. And again, we're concerned that if car parking spaces are lost by ancillary uses, this will cause an acceptable problem to the residents in the area. So I would like you to consider conditions that would alleviate this problem, hence the reason I'm here this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Mr. Davies?
Thank you, Chair. In response to the issue raised regarding car parking, the local highway authority have confirmed that the parking is within the requirements, the specified requirement for a pub of this size, hence why they've not objected to loss of parking. In terms of the farmers market and other events that are held there, to be honest, I wasn't aware of the farmers market, but my understanding is I'm not sure whether we could condition it, just because for 28 days a year they can do what they want.
And that it's ancillary, yeah. So it's
it, yeah, but with it being ancillary to the pub as well, it would be very difficult for us to condition that.
Just really to clarify that it doesn't need planning permission to put a bouncy castle or anything on the land, so you wouldn't be able to condition that anyway, in any event.
Thank you. Councillor Grimley.
Thank you, Chair. It is good to see that the Parish Council are taking a pragmatic approach on this application. It is difficult for pubs at the moment, and they're having to redefine their source of operation. We've had a couple in my, well, one in my ward that has had to reduce the size of it and lose car parking spaces to stay afloat. It's only probably in that particular village. So, it is important to try and keep the pubs going. So I think that's important. Won't go on for 5-year houses by, which is a difficult one at the moment. We are talking just a few dwellings here. It's good that there has been dialogue between the office and the parish council, and the proposed conditions have been added as well, I believe, which I'm happy to propose officer's recommendation, including the conditions that have been proposed if they're not in the main report.
Thank you. Councillor Savage.
I'd like to second Councillor Grimley's proposal to accept the officer's recommendations. I can't see no problems with it whatsoever.
Sorry, can I just clarify the exact conditions we're proposing would be conditions 13, 14, 15 and 17 off the original?
You need to do it by their subject matter, because they don't know what.
Oh. I'll just get a copy of conditions and state exactly what they refer to. So condition 13 regarding archaeology, condition 14... regarding landscaping, condition 15 regarding landscaping of the car park area, and condition 17 regarding a construction method statement, and that we're proposing to condition those with exactly the same wording as the 2015 planning application that was granted permission.
Thank you very much. Councillor Lowe.
Madam Chairman. It's a very quick one. I note now, it's just testing understanding really, one of the accesses, for, I think it was number three, goes across the pub car park. Do we need to require any condition to keep that free, or is it something that's out of our control?
Thank you, Councillor. I believe one of the conditions, I'll just find which one it was, says that that has to be kept free at all times. So. Yeah, condition six says that the on-site parking provision must be so maintained in perpetuity.
The only reason I ask is that we couldn't control the amount of what's being on there, like a farmer's market or whatever. So I don't know whether they could go across and they couldn't get into their actual dwelling when they occupy it.
Civil matter between the pub and the occupants of the dwelling, sadly.
Thank you very much. Councillor Ranson.
Chair, thank you very much. I've got nothing further to say to this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very quickly. Date valid, 8th of the 3rd, 2021. Is that just a typo? I'm presuming it is. Surely it's not talking. 2 years.
Yeah, it was 2022. Yeah, apologies, I haven't picked up on that one.
Thank you very much. Right, I see no further hands. We have opposed by Councillor Grimley, seconded by Councillor Savage. For all conditions and as the extras as outlined by the officer presentation by the officer. So could I see all those in favour? That is unanimous, and it is approved with all the conditions and the extras as outlined. Thank you very much. Thank you. We now move on to item 5, which is application number P220694/2, and it starts on page 139 of your agenda pack. And we have got Mr. Worley.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you, Chair. I've had the misfortune to inherit this one. So if I can just talk you through the proposals first. This, of course, will be familiar to most, if not all of you, from the previous application, I think, just last year, on which this proposes to build and amend. So for all present, the committee visited this site this morning, so they're very familiar with the unusual size and shape of it and, indeed, its appearance. But that plan illustrates their long and thin site. It gets even thinner towards the back. Proposal is to retain the permission that's already been granted last year, the 2021 permission, but make two adjustments to that, one of some significance and one arguably of less. The one that is less significant is that the residential accommodation would be wholly contained in the first floor instead of being split across two floors. It was a maisonette kind of approach in 2021. And what that does, in turn, is open the proposition of a function room or meeting room, is referred to in various ways through the application documents, in what was formerly going to be living space for the upstairs as flat in the earlier permission. So this is really the villain of a piece of this application that brings with it all of the complexity. Those plans are showing, and magnified, they're the same thing. They're showing the area that would comprise this new meeting room. And just to be thorough, you can do a compare and contrast between what it was or is in terms of life permissions as opposed to what it's proposed to be. So the left being living quarters of a flat, staircase to take you upstairs. The right now being proposed meeting room space. And you'll see on the extreme right of the right-hand illustration the staircase segregated so that the first floor flat is self-contained. Very quickly, that's just the plan of the self-contained first floor flat, a very small basic accommodation. There are a number of physical changes proposed as well. No extensions in terms of height, length, breadth, but there is proposals to adjust apertures, which are illustrated on this diagram here, and probably of greater importance in this diagram here, because the right-hand part of this slide shows the view as it would be received from Quorn Court, which, if you remember from this lunchtime, was the complex to the left that shares the boundary wall fence. Speaking of fence, there's been an investigation into the potential noise generated from the new use, both in terms of the activity. It's essentially a kids' facility, so the activity of very young kids, most likely, playing, coming and going, and also extraction equipment. And really flowing out of that is a proposal for an acoustic fence that would sit inside the fence that we saw there today, as towards obstructing noise, being a noise barrier. And the technicalities that come with this show that it would be effective to such a degree that noise emanating from this premises would be less than the ambient noise level of the traffic and even the wind in the trees and even birds singing, as I mentioned in some of the details. So the key considerations for this are the planning history. So sorry to labour the point, like 80% of this proposal is already intact. It's got that permission, and whatever you do today won't change that. They can just revert back to it should, for example, they fail. The noise issues have been quite thoroughly investigated. There's criticism that they're produced by the applicant, but I'm sure you're all aware, tonight's applications all being examples, really, that that's always the way the applicants make their assessments. But we don't just believe what they say. These have been critically reviewed, in this case, by our environmental health team and found to be sound. So we take our advice from them rather than someone who's got a vested interest in the site. The impact on neighbouring amenities, so that's noise again, but also the sort of more general comings and goings, because this function room would increase the capacity of the whole place. A figure of 16 extra people has been cited. And lastly, but absolutely not least, highway safety. So I'll not duck from the punches. You'll see in the report that Highways Authority have recommended refusal of this application, and they said they were happy with that and they'll attend it. They would support their position at appeal. And in fact, Rich and I were just remarking earlier in the day, we can't barely remember how long it is or how infrequently it is that we propose to go against Highways' advice. It's a really rare event. But we propose to do that on this occasion for the reasons set out on page 161 and 162 of the report. So I don't expect you to read all those now. I'll try and break through some of the technical language in there and to explain that what the Highways Authority are concerned about is this extra activity will cause more people to park on the street there, and the streets, parking on the street would then become a hazard for other road users, basically. But, and I think this morning's visit was quite a clear illustration. There isn't really any opportunity to park on the street in Quorn, certainly not around this premises. It's rammed full of double yellow lines, and any parking that's left is occupied. And I know you probably know. to sign notice today. If that's the case, even at a quiet time, it's half term, you know, and we're in the middle of the day, not peak by any time. So we can't see how extra parking can cause the problems that aren't already there, basically. People would simply need to find somewhere else to park, like we did, and therefore not exacerbate the clutter, if that's what it is, that's on High Street. So we're not persuaded on this occasion by the Highway Authority advice, and that in rather more straightforward language is why we're not following it. So the recommendation is to approve. There's a multitude of conditions. Many of those about asserting the exact nature of this use, so they're almost quoting back to the applicant what he's told us and making it stick, and then a number about protecting amenity of neighbours, particularly Corn Court next door. Nothing on the extras, I'm pleased to say, so the recommendation stands as it is in the main report.
Thank you very much, Mr. Morley. We have three speakers. Mr. O'Dowd, would you like to come forward? You have 5 minutes, Mr. O'Dowd. Would you like an indication when?
Yes, please.
Verbal indication when
yes.
You've got 1 minute left. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for allowing me to speak on behalf of the residents of Corn Court, which is a Grade 2 listed building in the centre of Corn. I am Tony O'Dowd. My home is one of 15 that are adjacent to the applicant at 2830 I Street, Corn. All of whom will be badly affected by increased noise, loss of privacy and loss of amenity from this updated overdevelopment that is the applicant for this business enterprise. Whilst a number of properties are likely to be blighted by this new business plan that replaces the current residential property, I would like to speak to issues that are wider than those affected to me and my neighbours. I understand that Councillor Shepherd will speak on the issues regarding how dangerous this is and the harm to children and adults are clearly expressed by the Highway Department. I would like to highlight the following. The expansive plans decrease the space further for living accommodation. Already housing availability was to be reduced from a large semi-detached property to a small flat. This is now smaller still to allow more people to attend the new function room. Specifically, on behalf of one of our residents, Dr. Patrick Sims, who lives at Corn Court and is literally metres away from the development, he would like to add that the Plans Committee to place on record that his opinion remains, as it was last year, that as a healthcare professional responsible for child safeguarding, the business continues to represent a significant harm to children via the noise proximity to the road. I note that there remains no safety barrier, though there's one on the other side of the road. And also regarding infection control, most notably from all born viruses, such as COVID, flu, etc., given the lack of external thorough building ventilation. The lowering of the fence, as proposed, will add to noise pollution and significant extra loss of privacy, especially to neighbours' bedrooms. Dr. Sims, his bedroom will be literally facing, they'll be looking into his bedroom window. The noise report updates from the applicant paid by the provider gives no reassurance that the noise from the rear, front and side plus playground garden at development for 60 plus individuals will not result in significant noise pollution as those who live have a lot to live there. If I might just say, on the paid for acoustic survey, which was by the developer, it must be pointed out that seating arrangements literally a few metres away was discarded and they only included seating which was was on the complete opposite side of Corn Court. That's just one example of several serious concerns I have with the way investigation has been conducted. There's numerous things, more than I could do in 5 minutes, more like the 5 hours. Also, why is the building works are now being permitted at the weekend from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays when neighbouring residents would hope to have some respite? Those who need to sleep, such as doctors in the day, will of course have no respite other than Sundays. A few other points.
You have 1 minute remaining.
The development is proposing to alter the front of the building to have a opening door onto a pavement which is less than 3 feet wide. Bearing in mind there's 16 buses an hour that goes past at peak times. There's no parking facilities, so there'll be no one to park, no delivery vans, waste removals, everyone will have to park on the road. There's also, we had previously, we wrote to the council about bats and badgers. Nothing was ever investigated or made aware of. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Did the office want to come back now or after the next speaker? After the next two speakers? Thank you very much.
Good evening. My name is Tristan John, the applicant for this scheme. This submission is requesting alterations to a scheme previously approved by Charnwood Committee in June last year. This amendment has been put forward for approval by the appointed case officer. The alteration, mainly for discussion, refers to the inclusion of a small occasional room already within the existing scheme to be used separately to the main seating area of the coffee shop and its day-to-day workings. By nature, this proposed occasional room is very small in size, with it being part of the existing property, and is only really adequate to hold two or three small tables of four at any time. The occasional use of this room will be restricted to our own use and will not be available for hire. It is far too small for functions. The intention of the room is to be used as and when feasible to provide some intimate, additional ad hoc services to the local community within our own premises, such as a new parent and baby meet, coffee morning for senior neighbours, occasional sensory play for those with learning difficulties, or the odd seasonal activity such as cookie decorating at Easter or a colouring session over the Christmas holidays. Such activities will be made available during our quieter opening hours where staff are able to manage both the day-to-day activities of the coffee shop and a small group occupying the occasional room. For the most part, the room will remain empty and likely be used only several times a week for half an hour to an hour at a time. This room will not be used as additional seating for the coffee shop. Our need for this room is to enable us to offer more to the community, as we wish to be more than just a coffee shop. This scheme in general is not intended to operate solely as a profit-making enterprise and is developed from our own personal efforts to contribute to the local community, add additional enjoyable services and to provide a platform for some charity and reach out work within Quorn. For example, each month we intend to provide local food banks with several free entry passes for the soft play to allow sessions to be given to families with young children who may not otherwise afford the occasional visit. Another intention is to encourage donations of Christmas gifts for local charities who provide gifts for adults and children who may be alone or financially unable. We strongly believe we can make a difference, and having the use of a small occasional room for infrequent activities or charity collections would assist in our intended efforts and certainly be welcomed by the community of Quorn as a whole. Day-to-day operations of the coffee shop will allow for the sustainability of our overheads and our team, whilst the occasional room will allow us the opportunity to add a few extra little options for the community from time to time. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you very much. Councillor Shepherd.
beyond my technical ability, I'm afraid. I'm sorry. Okay. We're on now. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Officers are right, of course, to say there's something highly unusual in this application. We're quite used to having residents and parish councils objecting on highway grounds. We're also used to highway authorities saying, actually, no, it's okay. And despite local pleas, the committee, officers, the committee, decide, well, no, we can't really refuse on highway grounds. Unusually, this time, the highway authority is quite clear in saying the highway impacts would be severe. Not could, as the report said somewhere, but are severe. And we all know what a high bar for refusal that word severe has set. Initially, the comments came back in June, and I got them here from the portal, and the word, they're quite clear that this could lead to an acceptable impact on highway safety. Then there was a revision, of course. Officers reviewed the amended plans. And again, I have here from the portal the full text of the latest comments made by the Highway Authority at the end of September. I think I should really, for your benefit, read some of them in full, because as officers said, again, remarkably, the authority, Highway Authority, says it would defend its refusal on appeal. There can be, frankly, no higher guarantee than that of the Highway Authority's confidence in its professional judgment. And I don't know of other occasions when the Planning Authority has chosen to place its judgment over that of the Highway Authority. We normally take Highway Authority advice. These are the comments at the end of December from the Highway Authority. Whatever the room is called, be it function room, activity room, whatever it might be called, despite this, comments say, the proposals do not appear to have changed. I would also note from the statement that given the size of the space, up to 24 people could be present. Given that the use of the space for the kinds of events listed in the statement cannot be controlled, even if only half the attendees were on the, drove to the site, this could generate a demand for parking for 12 vehicles, which would be on top of any drop-off pick-up activity generated by the soft play cafe and apartment uses. The revised drawings do not include any changes which are relevant in terms of highways and transport. With respect to the previous speaker, I don't think some of Mr. John's points, I think, to be honest, were not really material planning points. I'm sure that's a point you've noted. But essentially, the Officer of Advice on Highways concludes like this. Therefore, further to my review, end of September that is, I can confirm that nothing within the term, within the items would change the AHA's advice of refusal. We would, therefore, be willing to defend our position at an appeal. I believe, therefore, this committee can have complete confidence in refusing, knowing that if there were an appeal, the Highway Authority would stand there, stand behind its decision and defend the matter. I therefore ask you, please, Mr. O'Dowd's reasons and the ones that I've given, that you refuse this application. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor. Come back. Yes.
Chair, just a few sort of factoids coming out of that, really. So, start with the privacy issue and those windows that we saw face us on our left when we entered the site. The fence, the proposed fence at that point, would be 2.2 metres high, so an effective barrier from view from where we were from that passageway up the side of the property. speaking from memory now, the noise assessment involved two measuring points. One was in the seating area to the rear of Quorn Court that was described. The other was in front of that facing wall of Quorn Court where the windows are. So one fairly remote, but one really close. I've focused in on this slide because of the comments made about children spilling out into the highway and the danger there. I'm just, if that was the only thing, let me go back a stage. Firstly, this is about 4 metre gap that we walked up between the gable end of the property and Quorn Court's fence. Most of that is to be filled by a planter, leaving about a 1.5 metre gap. And if that was the sole issue that remaining, I'm sure a condition requiring that to be gated or protected in some way was well within our gift. Mr. O'Dowd mentioned at the times of being allowed for building work. I'm not quite sure of his reference point for that. But a bit like came up on the last application, if you consider that necessary, we would be able to impose a condition, if that's the direction that we were heading. Exactly in the same terms that we spoke about in Burton on the Wolds, basically. Ventilation would be a matter for the building regulations, so not on our territory, I'm afraid. And parking, yeah, made no secret of it. I just had it brought to my attention, if I can explain some narrative that's on page 63 of the report, where, 163, where the words express that it's not considered unacceptable. That's the judgment of our planning officer. It's not seeking to represent the Highway Authority at that point. It's this difference in conclusion that I and Mr. O'Dowd have spoken about tonight.
Thank you very much. I have at the moment Mr. Lowe. Did anybody out? Mr. Grimley. And David Snart. Right. Mr. Lowe.
Mr. Lowe, thank you. I feel really posh now.
It's after 8 o'clock. I get posh.
I heavily supported this application in 2021, and there was problems then, and it was debated quite strongly at the time. But I think this is pushing it a little bit too far. I think we've got to refuse. We've got to go against officers' recommendation. We've got to support highways. It's very rare for highways to go against what we're proposing or recommending, and I think we should be going against officers' recommendation purely on highway grounds.
Thank you. Mr. Grimley?
Thank you, Chair. I too remember this application coming forward, and the previous application coming forward, and it was quite a bit of a debate on that. And I think one of the factors, as I recall there, was that the highways did support the previous application. So I'm for change in agreement with Councillor on this. I'd like to second his proposition for refusal based on the highway grounds that have been. I think the other items which the officer does point out are fairly sort of minor ones that can be dealt with by conditions and other agencies as well. To my mind, it's the objection from the highways authority. We're always told that we have to take on board the highways comments above all, no matter what other sort of people say on these things. So, yeah, I'll recommend Councillor Lowe's proposal. We just need to agree the actual wording.
Thank you. Councillor Snart.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I agree, and it's not often that the Highways Authority actually say it is severe and refuse. It would be interesting to know as well, with the Highways stating refusal, with highway safety issues occur, would we be liable as a local planning authority going against their recommendation?
Thank you.
I can confirm that no, we wouldn't be liable. No.
just be clear on the tabled reason of refusal from councillor. I think you're saying use the words that the Highway Authority gave us. Yeah, that makes it easy.
You want to refer to page 151 and comment?
If I can add though, Chair, I'm sure the group do an amazing work, but we can't support this application due to the highways.
Yes, but the existing application is approved and can go ahead. Right, any other comments from the officers or anybody? Right, so I have a recommendation, a proposal by Councillor Mark Lowe that we refuse this application on the grounds as laid out under highways on page 151. And it has been seconded by Councillor Grimley. Could I see a show of hands, all those in favour? All those against the recommendation? Two. And any abstentions?
Show those four the proposal.
Yes. Okay. Right. Okay. So it has been carried, and to refuse on the grounds as laid out on page 151 under highway. Okay, thank you very much. We move on to the last item in a moment. So, our final item tonight is item 6, which is the list of applications determined under delegated powers. There's quite a lot this time because we weren't able to discuss it at the last meeting. So, as always, if you... All the details will be on the Planning Explorer, but if you have any specific queries, I would suggest you ask Development and Planning for clarification. There are decisions that have been made. Other than that, I'd like to thank you all very much for attending, and the date